Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me on Between the Covers. My name is Bradley Shaw, and today's guest is author Bruce Ryan, who's written a fabulous book based around the German Olympic Games of 1936, titled 1936. Thank you for joining me, Bruce. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good to meet you.
Good, good. And thank you for taking time out to talk to us about your book. And tell everybody listening, what will they expect when they buy a copy of 1936?
Well, this is a work of fiction, but it's based on the Olympic Games 1936. But more interested I was when I wrote it in the lead up to the Games, where I found some references to mass movement against people called the Sinti and Roma, who were miscalled gypsies, and the terrible way they were being treated. I hadn't heard about this in reference to the terrible things that happened later after the 1936 Olympics and the terrible Holocaust there. But there were at least 30,000 Roma and Sinti in Germany leading up to the start of the war, and most of them were gone by the end of the war. So I wanted to tell their story as much as I could, but in a fiction.
Yeah. Of course, basing it in that period and setting it up. Was it difficult to, research the book? Was it a book that you created as a concept of wanting to use the Olympics, but then found the extension of going into Roma and the Sinti and the Gypsies, so forth? Or was it that sort of really created the book itself?
Yeah, I think I'd been interested in the Olympics 1936 and the way that it changed the Olympic Games. To this day, we still use a lot of the things like the torch relay and the lighting of the torch at the Olympic Games was done first in Germany. I was interested in that anyway. And it was I read a reference to before the Games, people who were homeless in major cities in Germany who were moved on, was the way it was put. And a lot of those people were Sinti and Roma, and they weren't just moved on. They were forcibly desexed. They were killed if they got in the way too much. They were moved on because they had a racial purity law which started well before the Nazis, and so allowed them to do exactly what they wanted to. These people were in their way, so they did what they wanted to them.
Wow, yeah, that's terrible. And but given that tragedy as much as well as incorporated into the book, you also wrote very good characters in the reference of the period. And was there a lot of research needing to be done around the German Olympic Games of the period? Because obviously, you've set your story there. So although fiction, you would still have to reference a lot of that architectural history that was involved in the Games through that process.
Yes, it was a lot of work to read about the times and the way they set games up. That was most interesting to me to read things about how the streets looked and the streets were during the time. And I've used some license to paint a different picture of the way the teams were housed. And I did that because I wanted the male and female teams and different country teams to be housed separately, because that's the way I wanted to tell the story. So that's not necessarily factual, and none of the names of the protagonists really are factual, although Hitler makes a little visit and we have Leni Riefenstahl at one stage, but most of the people are fictional. So not
good. Now, it's interesting. You made your money. Sorry?
Not wanting to insult or to make it sound as though I was portraying any Australian member of the team or the party that supported them.
Of course not. And I was just about to say, you made your main character an Australian doctor in the Olympic teams. Was that a hard character to write authentically as well, because you would have to have some medical knowledge and be able to create the I guess, the references of his role in that situation and how those medical officers also worked within the Olympic structures.
Indeed. It's a different way of looking at medicine back that far, and so many different things that we now have and take for granted were not available. And so I read quite a bit about things that were happening in Germany in medicine as well, which is one part of the book is based on a visit to a hospital. And the Germans were well ahead of the rest of the world in things like x-rays and the treatment of fire victims and therefore plastic surgeries and things like that. So, you know, he kind of goes there as a doctor in learning.
Wow. And this is your first book as well, isn't it? Like, you've been a writer for a while, like you've done, but this is your first publication? Is
that first real publication? I wrote a book which I self-published called Bibigar some years ago, and it was such an appalling effort in no editing or anything like that that I vowed I'd never do that again. But it too was a great story, and I hope to bring it to the book at some stage in the future as well.
Yeah, no, you really wrote this book well. You did take the time to research it, take the writing seriously, and I think that's part of the merit as being a new author that you've achieved, and particularly with so many dynamics, history, German Olympic processes, medical processes, aroma and Sinti, you know, people or you know, a culture involved in it all. You did a really great job on the book. For everybody listening, I can tell you it's available everywhere great books are sold, through your bookstores and libraries. You can borrow it, but you can also order it online anywhere you buy books. And Bruce Ryan has done a really great job. So for everybody listening, Bruce, tell readers what you hope they enjoy or hope they get out of experiencing this book and this period of time you've created.
It's like a part of the history there that, though it's sort of known, and occasionally the Sinti or Roma might be mentioned in the Holocaust speeches, but it wasn't really clear in my mind or to anyone that I spoke to that those terrible atrocities were happening long before Hitler and long before the Nazis took power, perhaps as early as the 1800s and 1870s, in fact. And so I'd like everyone to maybe see that a little bit more because it was a very hidden history. Also, I hope they enjoy the spy thriller type side of it.
Yes, good. And I'm sure they will. You've done a great job putting this book together. We've been real proud of supporting you and bringing it to the market as well to, you know, entice people into understanding more of these history periods as well. As much as it's fictional based, there's still a lot of elements of history, and it is still a resource that I think in the future people need to, as you say, have an understanding and develop more knowledge of. And you've done that brilliantly. So I thank you for your time today, and everybody listening, I thank you for listening, and please do reach out and grab a copy of this book, 1936 by Bruce Ryan. As I said, it's available everywhere books are sold, and we thank you for listening and thank you for supporting independent authors. Stay well, Bruce. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Bradley. It was great.
And everyone listening, stay healthy and stay well. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.